The Kick-Ass Chick of the Week.
Cassidy has welcomed in Leslie, who is our newest Kick-Ass Chick of the Week.
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of different types of ladies in here, and reading your bio, Leslie, I think that you have won the most awards of any Kick-Ass Chick that we've had.
How many awards are we up to?
I mean, it's a lot. Her bio is so impressive, but I just want to know a little bit more about you and your role with Forest Park Forever.
Sure. Yeah. So I have the funnest job in the world. I am in charge of Forest Park Forever. It's a nonprofit conservancy that works in partnership with the city of St. Louis to take care of the park. We raise money for it. We work side by side with the city. We just want to make sure everybody has an awesome time every time they come to the park.
So we're talking about all the buildings that are there from the World's Fair in 1904. You guys take care of making sure those are properly maintained, the cleaning, the fixing, the repairs, all that stuff?
Right. So our role has really grown. We've been around as a conservancy just for a short while. The organization's been around for 31 years, and we started out as a friends group, just wanted to raise money. The park was in total disrepair in the mid-80s. Since then, we've helped the city rebuild the park from the mid-90s to the mid-2000s. We changed our mission from rebuilding to taking care of the park forever. So really, it's just been the past 5 or 10 years that we've really gotten into landscape maintenance. Very recently, gotten into more of the hardscape maintenance and infrastructure maintenance.
Since you've joined the Conservancy, you talk about all the projects you've done. Which one are you most proud of, do you think?
Oh my gosh, that's like picking which kid you like best or something.
Well, you can do that if you want. Brando has, he's got four of them.
You know, really, so I've been at Forest Park Forever for about 8 years now. And during that time, what I think I'm most proud of is helping to set the park on the course to being well taken care of forever. So we are just finishing up a $130 million campaign for the future of the park. It hinges on a new partnership agreement with the city. It's an actual partnership agreement where we make decisions as a team between Forest Park Forever and the city on how the park is maintained and operated.
So even before Forest Park, you were kicking some ass.
$535 million project. When I hear a number like that, I'm like, what? That's crazy to me.
Cassidy's like, who's gone shopping?
Yeah, I know. I think of all the pizza I could buy with that. But, how did that feel to work on that project?
I actually worked on it for about 10 years. There's a lot of...
Believe me, all the drivers know. They're like, 10 years, of course.
No, actually, most people remember it as a two-year project. The 2 years the highway was closed. It was actually under construction for 3. So I love that people don't even remember how long construction lasted.
Well, that's the beautiful thing, is you were able to get it done on time and you got it done under budget and you saved a bunch of money doing it. I mean, that's pretty impressive. Well, most people see those projects and they're like, oh, this is a headache.
What was amazing, I mean, when Cassidy mentioned it, I was like, you know, everyone was really pleased with that project. And going in, it was like, oh, God,
this is gonna
we're all going to die. We're all going to get stuck in traffic forever and then end up, you know, working out really well. So bravo to you.
Thank you.
Let's give it up for Leslie, our latest Kick-Ass.
And if you guys want to learn more, just go to forestparkforever.org and you can get involved as well.
If you go to spencersneighborhood.com, you can nominate a new Kick-Ass Chick of the Week. Plus, hear this interview on 106.5 The Arch.